I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, welcome back live. That's right. In fact, we're live all week, which is really good news for us. It's time again for the big show. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're kicking off yet another week with Professor Rick Plum, who's here with me today anyway from Lucia Capital Group. I'm Johnny Dean. Main topic for the first couple of segments, we're going to deal with everybody's thinking about taxes. All right, a lot of people are, especially if you haven't gotten yours done yet. But we're going to be talking about managing your adjusted gross income. Okay, now, why? Why would we talk about it? Why is it important to know what your AGI is, your adjusted gross income is? I mean, you're not paying taxes on that number, right? Well, knowing what taxable income actually is can help you to better manage your tax bill, which is something that we're all thinking about right now, most of us anyway. We're going to talk about checking your withholding. We're going to talk about making adjustments to it, maybe how to project just how much you might be paying in taxes this year. Going to be talking about reducing it perhaps with 401k contributions, above the line, below the line. Anyway, we're going to keep it interesting. Trust me on this. That's coming up with Professor Rick Plum. If you need to get in touch with the Brain Trust right now about anything at all related to your money, any financial concern that you have, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We've got the lines all open right now. Brain Trust is standing by. Take advantage of the lines that we've got open right now. You can also email us. You head over to wealthad.com. You click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. We'll read some emails this hour and next hour. We do have a lot that came in over the weekend, so that's coming up. Professor Rick Plum is a certified financial planner, and we're ready to talk to you about whatever is on your mind. You can get in touch with us right here on the show, or you can also reach the professor or any of the advisors, frankly, at Lucia Capital Group, the Brain Trust, we call them. You can talk to them off the air by calling this number right there, 800-644-1150. Professor Plum, our longtime Brain Trust advisor, is here standing by right now trying to help you out with your money strategies. How do you know you're on track with your retirement goals? Do you know that? I don't know. How can you be sure that your financial plan is addressing what seems to be your most vital needs when it comes time to retire? Well, you can ask the Brain Trust. You can call them off the air at Lucia Capital Group. Again, 800-644-1150. Or give us a call right here on the air. You know, we can bucketize you too if you want right here on the show. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. All right, I throw something in there, Professor Plum, like adjusted gross income. All of a sudden it's like, oh, really? Do I really have to understand what this is? AGI, people have heard about this. First of all, what is it and why is it important?
Well, it's an accounting term. It's an accounting number. It is a starting point for, well, not even a starting point. It's one of the starting points for your tax return. It's not the total amount of income you earn for the year. It's not the amount of income you pay taxes on. It's actually somewhere in between. So if it's not the total amount that I have, and it's not what I pay income taxes on, why is it important? Well, the adjusted gross income number is important because a lot of other things are triggered by it. There are the straight adjusted gross income, where it determines whether or not you pay more for Medicare tax, your net investment income tax. If you're over 200, 250 for a single, 250 for a married couple, you would pay more on any investment income, an extra 3.8%. Also, if you're over those two thresholds as a wage earner, you'll pay an extra 0.9% in Medicare tax. So it's an important number because a lot of things are triggered by it. And one of the most important issues that are triggered by it are tax credits, the child tax credit, the American Opportunity Education Credit, the Lifetime Learning Credit. So a lot of these credits are triggered by not what you actually pay taxes on. That's your taxable income number that comes later. It's triggered off of the adjusted gross income. And so knowing where your adjusted gross income is can help you qualify for some tax credits or avoid some extra taxes like the Medicare tax, the additional Part B premium. If you're if retired and you make more than $75,000 or $85,000, $170,000, you pay more for your Medicare. That's based on adjusted gross income, not my taxable income. So adjusted gross income does have a lot to do with how much you ultimately will owe in taxes, but not directly how much you owe in taxes, how much you can deduct from your charitable contributions, how much you can, there's a lot of things that are triggered. How much in taxes you're going to pay on your Social Security, or how much of your Social Security you're going to pay taxes on, I should say. That's a modified adjusted gross income. And so they all start with adjusted gross income.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a bus, you certain amount of people get on, and then as you start to do your taxes, you can let a few people off, but another one maybe has to get on, et cetera. And when you arrive at the AGI stop, they're just going to sit there and they're going to remember that number of people that's on the bus right there. And that's what's used to determine other things.
Right, like, they're going to finally figure out, okay, this is how many people. Now we know how much gas we need.
Right,
we know how
exactly.
Much, whatever we need for the trip we're going to do. We put out the invitation for everybody. A bunch of people said we were going to show up, but they didn't show up. Now we just,
exactly.
Have to figure it out.
Exactly.
These are weird, man.
Well, but I think it works. Now, as you go along, there will be other stops along the way for some people. But at that point...
And those are your deductions.
Yes, you've got some deductions, which means you got above the line and below the line and all that stuff.
So understanding adjusted gross income is important. But what does adjusted gross income include? Well, as I mentioned earlier, it's not your gross income. You may have a salary. Let's say your salary, you sign up and they say, we're going to pay you $10,000 a month. That's a pretty nice salary, $120,000 a year. So would you expect to see that $120,000 a year, wage on line one, or actually line seven, the wages line of your tax return? Probably not, because there are some expenses that you pay out of your paycheck. You're going to hopefully have health insurance coverage, and you may pay something for that health insurance coverage, whether it's $20 a pay period or $200, $300, $500 a pay period. The money that you pay for your health insurance through your group employer plan comes off the top. It does not show up as part of your adjusted gross income. Money that you put into, and this is a key one that you have a lot of control over, your 401k, 403b, deferred comp 457, your simple IRA, salary deferral retirement plans come off the top. They are not included in the adjusted gross income. If you ever looked at your W-2 form that you received, instead of just giving it to the accountant, you'll see that the first box shows what your basically your total wages less all these what they call pre-tax deductions are. Money that's taken out of your check on a pre-tax basis at the employer.
So the actual money, if you made $10,000 a month, that $120,000, which is 10,000 times 12, is that going to show up if you have any...
Let's say I'm putting
$500... Is that going to show up anywhere on the W-2?
I'm putting $500 a month into my family's health insurance premium, and I'm maxing out my 401k, I'm under 50, and I'm putting $1,500 a month into my 401k.
Yes.
So that $10,000 gross income number turned into an $8,000 adjusted gross income number to start with. That's not really my adjusted gross income yet, but that's where we have the most control over it. How much do we put into our 401ks and other pre-tax items? So we can control a little bit of our adjusted gross income there. So that's the number that shows up in the column that's going to say this is the starting point for determining your adjusted gross income. Another area that goes into your adjusted gross income is your capital gains. And capital gains can be offset with capital losses. Now, if you're in the 15% income tax bracket, you may say, well, what's the big deal about capital gains? As long as I'm in the 15% bracket and I don't go up into another bracket, the tax is zero. So what do I care? Because the adjusted gross income can affect other areas. Like I mentioned, whether you can get a child tax credit, whether you can get, how much of your Social Security is potentially taxable. So having capital gains in your adjusted gross income, even if it is a non-taxable event because of a zero tax bracket, can cause other issues down the line. It may make you ineligible for something else, earned income tax credit, things of that nature. And it, so when we're talking about trying to manage the adjusted gross income, it's not just about managing the ultimate taxation of my overall income. It's about managing peripheral items like taxation on Social Security, tax credits. Those are the how much I can deduct, how much my medical expenses I can deduct. Those are all triggered by adjusted gross income. So the less adjusted gross income I show, the more likely I can get some of these other tax benefits in addition to potentially saving on income taxes.
So knowing what kind of deductions lower that adjusted gross income is important for tax planning, right?
It's the first step in tax planning.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to do, and that's where you have some, I mean, like I said, the easiest one to deal with is your 403B, 401K. Increasing that dollar amount that goes into that will reduce your adjusted gross income. It will reduce your ultimately your taxable income as well, but it may make you eligible for other areas mm-hmm. in addition to just into reducing your income tax basis.
Yeah, and so my question originally was, if you're making that very nice salary of 10 grand a month and it's 120,000, I know, but let's just say that, 120,000 a year, and if you have any one of these, the you know, health insurance or anything that you're paying that's above the line, does that 120,000 appear anywhere on your W-2?
No.
Yeah, so...
Well, actually, it does. Well, not exactly, because there are... Now we're talking about a different type of tax. We're talking about Social Security tax, FICA tax. And on your W-2, the first box is your taxable wages, your potentially taxable wages. And that would be the 8,000 in my
right.
number. But yeah. the next box below that, box three,
we'll
is
get a little
what
higher
your
number.
Social Security. The health insurance reduces my Social Security wages. The 401k does not.
Right. So you're going to see a little bit higher number on
or
that.
Maybe a lot higher number.
Well, depending on how much you had. Right, exactly. But if you paid a whole lot in health insurance premiums, those don't show up anywhere.
They don't show up on the tax return.
Right, and it will lower your...
If you're
your...
doing it through your paycheck through a company-sponsored
exactly.
plan.
All right, more coming up. Lines open, 877-PLANNER. Don't go away.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The bipartisan The Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Welcome back to the program. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're live today. Give us a call. Start of the week. We've got some room on the phones for you. 877-PLANNER. 877-752-6637. A lot of stuff to talk about, so we'll get your questions in. A lot of emails to get to as well. I'm going to do my best to get to some of them before the top of this hour, and we'll certainly do more next hour if you happen to be tuning in or have it the program in your area. There's another hour coming up right after this. So our phone lines once again are open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Had a question on this. A while back, do I need to be more concerned, Professor Plum, with managing my AGI or my taxable income, which comes later on down, and how to do it, if so?
Well, I think the whole idea is that you want to manage both of them, because if you're managing your adjusted gross income, and then you're also going to potentially be managing your taxable income. If you're managing your taxable income only, which are certain deductions that do not affect your adjusted gross income, you may be missing out on some other issues. You may be missing out on the ability to deduct some of your medical expenses, your charitable donations. You may be missing out on some tax credits. You may be paying more on your Medicare premium. You may be paying more in taxes on your investments and things of that nature. Even if you have a lot of deductions, you've got a mortgage that would choke a dinosaur, and that's all after the fact. You still have this huge, you're still going to be paying a tax on other things. Yes, I know. They're
choke
dead.
Choke a dinosaur. Yeah, because I haven't seen them for a while.
Yeah, maybe that's what killed them. Maybe taxes are what killed them.
You never know. Wow. Okay, choke a dinosaur. I like that. Now, okay, so we had a call too, and this is a little bit peripheral on this. But somebody who was asking us, since you brought it up as far as modified adjusted gross income, when you're trying to figure out, say, your Social Security payments, what your Social Security benefit might be.
Yes.
And it says, well, what's your income? Well, are you putting your income, you're not putting, in your previous example, you said $10,000 a month times 12.
120.
Are you going to put that? Or do you put it minus your...
To calculate what now?
To calculate what your Social Security retirement benefit is going to be. If you're going to
go online...
Well,
you don't put anything. The Social Security Administration is going to look at a certain number.
Right, but they want to know how much you're actually going to be making.
Well, your W-2 tells them what you made. At the end of the year, they get a copy of your W-2, just like the IRS gets a copy of your W-2.
No, but you're trying to project this. You're 50 years old.
Okay, so you're putting it into your...
You're putting it in. You're trying to figure out, you know, what your benefit is going to be.
Well, you don't put in...
You don't put it in... It's only your FICA wages, right?
It is your FICA wages.
But yes.
I mean, if you put in... Unless your health insurance is just really, really, really huge.
Yeah.
Several thousand dollars a month, which I've heard does happen from time to time. The only thing that comes off the top for your FICA wages is the health insurance and deductible pre-tax fringe benefit plans, you know, health insurance, disability insurance, things like that, that are pre-tax. And so if you knew, like in our last example, you had a $10,000 a month salary, $500 a month went into insurance, and $1,500 a month went into your 401k, you would look at the $500 a month, $6,000 a year. So you would use the $114,000. But if you used the $120,000, it's going to be pretty close. Or if you used, I would probably use the $96,000 number after the 401k, because that just gives me even a better benefit, a lower benefit projection, which gives me...
Which gives you a higher benefit ultimately.
Well, it gives me a lower benefit projection, which gives me more fudge room when it comes in higher than I
thought.
Sure,
because you're okay.
I like underestimating income
yeah.
when I'm doing retirement planning and overestimating expenses, because the reality is we all underestimate our expenses. And by underestimating income and overestimating expenses before we get there, then when we screw up on the other side, we
right.
break even and we're okay.
That's always good. Just be pleasantly surprised. Okay, now when you're talking about reducing your adjusted gross income,
uh-huh.
what's somebody just says, you know what? I just want to reduce my taxes. I owe too much this year. So is it better to reduce my AGI, or does it even matter when ultimately I write a check?
The easiest things are the AGI. I mean, because that's your 401k, your 403b. The next easiest things are, if all you're looking for is tax savings, doing a charitable donation is not a good idea. I mean, charities don't get mad at me right now. I believe in doing the charitable donations, but not purely for the tax deduction. You have to be charitably inclined, and the tax deduction is a benefit for your generosity. It's not the reason for your generosity. If I make a dollar donation, I don't save a dollar. I only save, 25, 30 cents, whatever the number is, so I'm still out 75, 70 cents. So the tax deduction, you can manipulate the taxable income after the fact or during the year by having a bigger mortgage. I've heard people say, you pay too much in taxes, get a bigger mortgage. I don't agree with that either. Buy the house that you want. I want to keep it in reason. Just paying interest so I can get a tax deduction doesn't help. Now, those two types of deductions I was just talking about do not impact and have any effect on your adjusted gross income. What has an impact? A 401k. But by doing a 401k, a deductible traditional 401k, if I'm able to do a deductible traditional IRA, a 457, a simple plan, all of those help me personally. They help me on my income taxes today because I get a deduction for them most likely, and they help me in the future because it's basically taking money out of one pocket and putting it into a different pocket. And I save some money in taxes today, but it's still my money. So that, I think, is the better area to do it. Manipulating your capital gains. Using the capital losses that we've, in many cases, seen over the last year. Using those losses to offset gains so that I reduce my adjusted gross income has a long way to go towards helping my overall tax liability. Especially if I have excess losses where I can use that $3,000 against other incomes. That can help tremendously. And those are the big areas where you're going to deal with. The other areas, you don't have a whole lot of control over. You either are or are not receiving your Social Security. Your rental passive income is deductible. Well, that's adjusted gross income helps me create more negative tax
You're
return.
Saying by lowering your adjusted gross income,
I get more of a write-off on my, potentially, on my real estate.
So really what you're saying is lowering your adjusted gross income can actually have a bigger benefit as far as lowering your overall taxes, because once you start changing your income and manipulating and deducting, et cetera, after you've figured your adjusted gross income, it has less of an impact.
Reducing my taxable income reduces my ultimate taxes.
Right.
Reducing my adjusted gross income. So if I reduce my adjusted gross income by $10,000, it will reduce my taxable income by $10,000.
Right, so there's no change there.
Reducing my adjusted gross income by $10,000 may also make me eligible for a tax credit. So if I'm going to reduce one of them, I'd rather reduce the adjusted gross income because I'm going to automatically get the taxable income reduction. If all I do is reduce my taxable income by $10,000 but leave my adjusted gross income higher because I'm using what they call below-the-line deductions, charitable donations, interest deductions, health care, and all that, that may leave money on the table because my adjusted gross income may push me out of the ability to deduct some type of losses on my real estate,
right.
The ability to take a child tax credit, the ability to take a lifetime learning, the American Opportunity Credit. It may subject more, all these other things. So I've got, if you can control your adjusted gross income, you're not only controlling your taxable income, you're controlling a bunch of other areas as well.
Okay, so to sum up this part of it, you mentioned charities, which happen after your adjusted gross income.
That's an itemized deduction.
Yes.
And it is a reduction from the adjusted gross income.
Right. So if you say, well, I've got $10,000, but my main goal is to reduce my taxes. So if I've got $10,000, I can either give it to this charity over here, or I have $10,000 room in my 401k or 403b.
If you're not charitably inclined, put it in the 401k.
Because that could open up other...
Well, that puts me into $10,000 of savings, but it's still my money, where if I give $10,000 to the charity, I save some taxes, but I don't have $10,000.
So that sounds mean.
It is mean.
I said strictly from a tax standpoint. Okay, more to come. You got questions? Lines open. Call now, 877-PLANNER. Coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member SIPC and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief you can wear. Available at CVS.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on consumeraffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271.
1-800-316-5271. Call now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Happy to have you with us here, folks. We've got a little bit of room on the phone still. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here from Lucia Capital Group. We're talking to you about your money. We'll be doing so for the rest of this hour, so get your calls in now. Emails still to come at wealthed.com. That's our website. You go there. It's an easy thing to do at the Find Your Answer link. Click on that, type in your question, and send it to us. And speaking of wealthed.com, we got other programs besides this particular one. This the Social Security Show, it happens on Tuesday. In fact, it's happening tomorrow, because tomorrow is Tuesday, with me and Professor Rick Plum, 1 Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern Time. But that's only at wealthed.com. Until we can, you know, secure it on radio stations, you have to go to wealthed.com to watch that. Answering your questions on Social Security, talking to you about strategy, etc. Lots and lots of questions on that. That's why we devote the time that we do in that program once a week to talk to you about Social Security. So it's the Social Security Show every week, wealthed.com, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern Time. We're going to get some calls right now. In a little while, we're going to talk about how some of this stuff, does it affect the amount of FICA taxes that you pay? Contributions to the 401k or 403b, 457, simple, whatever. And by the way, there's still a little bit of time left for you if you're so inclined, and if you have the wherewithal to do it, to contribute to an IRA for last year. Talk to you more about that in just a second. We'll take a couple of calls. 877-PLANNER. We just got, now we have three lines open. 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to Sam up next in Houston, Texas. Hello, Sam. I think. Sam, are you with us? Oh, somebody's there. All right, well, hold on a second, Sam. I don't think we cut him off. I think he may have walked away from his phone. Actually, I think this might be the Sam that had called last week regarding a 1099 that he had a question on.
That's right. I forgot the question, what it was. But
well, he's going to have to repeat it for us, so we'll get to that. We'll check our phones. In the meantime, 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Before we get back to that, so since I asked it a second ago, you reduce your taxes, you can reduce your adjusted gross income, the above the line, by contributing to 401ks,
yes.
403bs.
Yes.
I want to also make clear that we're not saying don't contribute to charities. If you are
charitably inclined, it's a great thing.
Absolutely. But if you're doing it just for the tax savings, there are other ways to manage your tax bill by reducing your AGI by contributing to one of these plans. Now, we had a question on this as well. Does this reduce the amount of FICA taxes that I'm paying? You kind of already answered this.
Contributions to a retirement plan do not reduce the self-employment tax. If you're self-employed, contributing to a retirement plan, whether it's a salary deduction plan, a simplified employee pension, SEP, a profit-sharing plan, defined benefit plan, that doesn't reduce the Social Security tax for a self-employed individual. For an employee, it doesn't reduce your FICA taxes. In my example earlier of somebody who makes $120,000 a year, and let's call it $100,000 a year. If they put in $18,000 a year into their retirement plan, it will reduce their federal income taxes by that amount of money, but it does not reduce their FICA tax. Their FICA taxes are paid on your entire salary. Now, salary includes something that you put away in a retirement plan as a salary deferral. It's still classified as salary, you're just deferring the salary. The difference there between that and your health insurance is the health insurance is a fringe benefit above that line that is basically reducing your salary. And so the 401k does not reduce the Social Security tax. Now, for self-employed individuals, that's a big bugaboo, because if you've got the self-employment tax is probably one of the larger taxes you pay for most self-employed individuals. Take that same person, $100,000 a year, married, their spouse doesn't make much money, so we'll ignore that one at the moment. Their income tax, if they make 100 and they put 18,000 into their 401k, they reduce their income down to $82,000 for taxes. And then they start taking their mortgage deduction, their itemized deductions. And even if they don't have those, they get to reduce that 82 by about another little over $20,000. So their taxable income goes all the way down to like $62,000. But their $100,000 salary doesn't get reduced by that for FICA purposes. They're still paying the 15% self-employment tax on that full $100,000 mm-hmm. of net self-employment profit. The income tax side gets all these deductions. The Social Security tax side does not. And so they'll pay a lot more in Social Security taxes. Now, if you're making $500,000, it's a different game. But for the average person, especially the average self-employed person, the self-employment tax, FICA, Social Security, whatever you want to call it, is the highest tax they're going to pay.
Yes, it is. Even for just regular workers, you're still paying 6.2% on that. The Medicare part never goes away, at least currently. All right, let's get back to the phones. 877-PLANNER. I think we got Sam in Houston back. Sam, hi. How can we help you today?
Hey, guys. Thanks again for taking my call. Really appreciate it. So I have a follow-up question from last week. If you remember, I had mentioned I got my 1099 Q statements that total to be, you know, more than 2.5 times the 1098 T I got from the school. And that was because I made payments for the spring 2016 semester that the brokerage firms sent me the 1099 Q. So my specific question is, what exactly gets reported to the IRS? Because when I was filling out the student worksheet, obviously my expenses don't match the 1099 Q, right? So do I need to make whole, meaning can I mention the additional difference in that worksheet, and what exactly gets reported, and what's my way out? I mean, you know, can I get audited? The other part is it also calculates for some reason taxable income, and according to me there shouldn't be any taxable income because my expenses were far more than what the school actually received.
Right, as long as you're paying for qualified expenses. The 1099-Q is the one you're going to be more worried about than the 1098-T. The 1098-T is issued that by the school. They're telling the IRS what they billed you for at that point. The 1099 is coming from your 529 plan, your Coverdell plans, your education savings accounts, and that's saying how much was taken out. So if you took out $20,000 from your 1098, from your 529s, and the 1099 or 1098 only shows $10,000 of expenses, there's a place to say, well, that wasn't all of my expenses. So you would, list all of your expenses. So if all of your expenses, your legitimate qualified higher education expenses, are greater than, this is the key, the 1098-T is going to be part of that, but as long as those qualified higher education expenses are higher than the money that came out of the 529, then you'll be okay. You'll end up showing zero income taxability from that distribution. Now, you do have to reduce your qualified higher education expenses by anything you received in scholarships and other things. So you've got to look at that, but you shouldn't have a taxable event. If making it very simple, if the only thing you got was a 1098-T, and you had additional expenses over and above that were qualified, you start with the 1098-T, you add to it all these other areas, and as long as the number of expenses, qualified, legitimate qualified expenses, are higher than the distribution from the 529 plan or the 1099-Q, it should be a wash and you won't have to owe any taxes. The only problem is going to be if your 1099-Q is still higher than the qualified expenses, then there will be a taxable event.
Yeah, so to answer your question directly, the 1099-Q is less than my actual expenses.
Okay.
But my actual expenses also includes the spring semester, right? That the 1099-T does not, 1098-T does not reflect. So do I adjust that next year? I mean, you see the...
You'll adjust the 1098-T next year. I mean, you're not going to adjust it. You're just not going to show all the expenses next year.
Okay, so I show the actual expenses. So should I show the actual expenses for the current year or what the plan has paid out? Does that make sense?
Well, you're going to have to... The plan has paid out X amount of dollars.
Right.
And the only way to avoid taxation is to have legitimate qualified expenses to cover that expense. Otherwise, they're going to tax you on the portion that didn't cover. So as long, and I'd have to look up. I'm pretty sure that, you know, expenses, you know, a bill paid in December for the spring tuition is legitimate and can be done. It, so you don't have to wait until January 2nd to make that spring payment. A lot of schools don't want you to wait that long either. So I think that that's fine. You just, and there is a chance that you're going to get a question from the IRS saying, why do these not match up? And so that's where you need to have very specific, this was paid for these issues, and just expect that you're going to get an audit form, and you're going to have to justify the qualified expenses that you took compared to the money that was taken out of the 529.
But can I mention the spring expenses? There is a line on the worksheet which says other course related, so I can just can't I slap the spring expenses in that line, which makes my total qualified expenses far more than the sum of my 1099-Q.
I'm pretty sure that expenses paid in December for the spring semester of the following year do qualify, but I'd have to look up the exact wording of it just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure that works. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Okay. Thanks for that. And then the only other question I have is, for some reason on my form, there's a line 17 which said used for credit or deduction. I'm assuming this is something to do with the American credit or whatever you can get. And it said $10,000 that reduced my expenses by $10,000. But I went back and manually changed that.
This is exactly why accountants have jobs, because they know this stuff off the top of their head. I don't do taxes.
Right. Sam, hang on. If you have more questions, hold on. I just got to take a break. 877-PLANNER. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Ah, there we go. 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money right here on the radio. Oh, and television, too, and internet, et cetera, et cetera. If you have any questions on anything at all, you can give us a call. Give us a call. 877-PLANA, a number. I was hanging out with some of my wife's Boston relatives this weekend, so.
Yeah. Were they from Boston Harbor?
They're from the Harbor, yeah, exactly. anyway, you can give us a call right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Very quickly. If you pay, well, we had a caller asking about, it was Sam.
Sam in Houston was asking about qualified expenses, and he paid.
Education.
Right. He paid the tuition expense for the spring semester the prior year.
Right.
And as long as you're paying an expense for the year that you're in, or for an academic period that starts the first 3 months of the next year, it'll qualify as an expense for that year. So if he paid in 2015...
Right.
The tuition bill for the spring semester of 2016, it's still a deductible expense.
Well,
a legitimate deductible qualified higher education expense in 2015.
Yeah, we should. Some schools say the January, February, March is the winter, winter
okay.
semester. Whatever, it doesn't matter. If it's a quarter system, as long as you paid it, then you're okay.
Yeah, but I can't think. Do you have a quarter? I mean,
if you have quarters, it's a winter quarter
in April.
If it's a winter quarter, its spring quarter would start in April. Yeah.
Okay, well, that doesn't cut then, because it's the first 3 months.
Right, first 3 months. Okay.
The academic period has to start the first 3 months of the following year to be eligible to be paid in the previous year.
877-PLANNER, back to the phones. Houston, one more time. Danny is up next. Hello, Danny.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
I've got a question. I have an outside IRA, traditional, with one of the big firms. I won't mention the name, I guess. But I received a letter from them, and in that IRA I have accounts, mutual funds, et cetera, one annuity, and also have one account for a non-traded REIT. However, I bought that 10, 15 years ago, and of course it's been devalued since then. But anyway, the letter I got from the investment firm said that they will no longer handle this non-traditional investment.
Right.
They call it NTI business. I'm not sure if it was because of due to government regulations or they just didn't feel it was worth their while. My question is, and they told me that they're going to transfer it from them to another trust fund. They've already made arrangements with this trust fund that it's going to take place in June.
Right, another trustee, another custodian of another IRA.
Correct. And my question concerns, and I asked this to my financial advisor, he has yet to ask his accounting department. They told me that that was going to be, or trigger a 1099-R,
Yeah.
And I've asked him, what code is it going to be? And he has not responded yet. But
well, I mean, it's not. It really doesn't matter. It should be a code that says it's a transfer from an IRA to another IRA because they're doing an IRA to IRA transfer. But even if they don't do it correctly and they show that it is either a premature distribution or a normal distribution. How old are you, Danny?
68.
Okay, so they may code it as a 7, which is a normal distribution for age 59 and a half or older. It's not going to affect anything. You just show it as zero taxability if they issue a 1099 with a taxable event. Most likely, they will show it as a transfer, and it'll show the taxable event is zero. But if they just show it as a distribution, that's okay. You know, let's say it was $50,000. You get a 1099 for $50,000. And the entire proceeds went from custodian A to custodian B.
Correct.
You'll just show it as a non-taxable event. And if it ever happens, which it's unlikely that it would happen, that the IRS questions it, just show the movement from IRA A to IRA B as a transfer, and they'll walk away.
Okay. Well, my only question is, I've been audited twice, in the IRA concerning trustee to trustee transfer.
Really?
Yes, and I've had to supply them. I said, look, it never came to my bank account. I had to show them, here's the distribution from here, and here's the deposit here.
Right.
And it took me 6 months to get that, and they've done it twice.
So you'd like to avoid the hassle is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the reason that the advisor cannot answer the question is because he doesn't have control over the custodian, and the custodian has not issued the 1099, and until they do, nobody probably knows how they're going to do it until they actually issue the 1099 in the beginning part of 2017.
Well, let me take it back. My financial advisor, when I said he's the financial advisor within the custodian.
I know, but that doesn't mean that they may not have figured out how they're going to code it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Unfortunately, right. Some of this stuff is done at the end, but it should be coded as a transfer.
Yeah, I didn't want it to. I figured it was. I was trying to look at the 1099 codes and internet, and one said it should be a G, and I said, well, I don't think it qualifies as a rollover. It's not a rollover because it never was a distribution to me. And it's like a trustee to trustee, but I'll just go and see what happens.
Pray for the best. Unfortunately, you know the worst because it takes 6 months to get the IRS off your back for something that you didn't do.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I tell you what, Danny, I got to take one more call before the top of the hour. If you have any other questions, hold on. We can talk to you during the news. I just want to get to Eric up next in Las Vegas so we don't leave you on hold too long. Hi, Eric. How can we help you today?
Hi, guys. Great show, as always. Appreciate you taking the call.
Thanks.
Rick, my wife and I each have a traditional IRA with a national discount brokerage firm. And in those IRAs, we have basis, which we have carefully kept track of over the years with Form 8606.
Good.
My interest is in rolling her IRA and mine into another IRA at a different discount brokerage firm, basically to consolidate our accounts.
Okay.
My question is, if I roll that, is there any complication with the basis, or do I just now report it at the new IRA?
Well, you don't even report anything because you're not adding to or taking out of the IRA world.
Well, I mean, when it comes to Form 8606, I just referenced the new IRA, correct?
You don't even reference the new IRA. Did you make a new non-deductible contribution? No.
No.
Did you take money out of your IRA as a distribution? No.
No, it would be a rollover.
Right. So you didn't add to or subtract from the IRA world.
But don't I have to complete or file Form 8606 each year regardless of additions or distributions from the IRA?
I think it makes things a lot easier for you. I don't think that you're required to unless money went in or money came out. But it just keeps you, because you're going to do it forever anyway, so you might as well just keep the IRS on notice that you have basis in it. But the basis is not in the account that you're moving. The basis isn't in the account that you're receiving. The basis is in the world of your IRA. There is no specific dollar of basis.
Listen, Eric, I'm not going to cut you off. I just got to take a break. If you want to hang on, we can talk to you more about this during the top of the hour. I apologize. We're just out of time for this hour, but there's another hour coming up. If you need the brain trust off the air, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.